Billy, first of all, big one this weekend.
Yeah, so our last home game in front of our own fans, so hopefully we can put a performance, but mainly get the result.
How good was the point last week, given the circumstances?
Yeah, obviously it was always going to be tough going there, especially when they wanted the point so badly, just as much as we did. And I think the sending off helped us in a way, because we defended really well after that, and I thought we deserved the point, even though they had the better chances, but we kept them out, and like you say, we got a well-deserved point.
How hard was it for you not playing?
Yeah, and it's always hard when you don't play, and especially when you don't get on. But when we got the man sent off, I knew it wasn't likely that I was going to get on. But you know, it's just about getting safe now, and you know, everyone involved needs to do their little bit. So hopefully, I can get back in soon and score some goals to keep us in the league.
But not to be in from the start, could you understand why?
I'm disappointed. I think he knows that, but he's the manager and he made that decision. I don't really know what else to say. I'm just disappointed I didn't start, but you know, like I say, we've got a good point, so I'm happy for the lads.
What about the reasoning for it? What did he give you?
Just said he was going to go with Theo today, and he did well when he came on for me on the game before, and like I say, it's Gaffer's decision, so can't do anything about it.
Do you know if you're in this weekend?
No, we've got training today and tomorrow, and just try and, you know, impress in training and try and get my place back.
How do you look back at this spell?
Frustrating again. Came here, got sent off. I don't know, it's been a frustrating season again. I've been at Reading, been at Doncaster. I had no contact with my club where I'm supposed to be at, Southampton. I've got another year left. Still had no contact, saying what they want from me next year. So hopefully next year I can settle down somewhere and really pull my finger out and get back on track.
Sounds like you're in limbo at the moment.
Yeah, obviously I was delighted when I came here, signed to the end of the season, because I knew where I was and I could get on with things, but I'm starting to think about what's next, because, like I say, I've got a year left at Southampton and I've still not spoken to him about anything.
Do you think you've got a future there, hand on heart?
I'd be kidding myself if I said yeah, but hopefully I have. The manager's never even seen me train, and they're short on strikers now as well. I know I'm not going to play every week at Southampton, but I believe that I'm good enough to be in the squad at least, and I was playing my best football in my career there, I think, and it was my easiest as well, because I was surrounded by top quality players.
But it's a different manager now, isn't it, who's perhaps playing differently to the previous one when you first went?
Yeah, but I've seen them play and still creating lots of chances, and they're pressing really high and fast, and I think I could play in that team, but I don't know if I'll ever get that chance, but all I can do is get my head down and work hard if I do get the chance. And but like I said, I don't know what's going on next season.
Is this where your agent comes into play?
I'd like to think so, yeah. If I haven't got a future at Southampton, then he's the one who needs to sort it out, and that's why I've tried to get on loan this year, to try and get games, because apparently that's what people have been saying while he hasn't played for so long. So yeah, probably not scored as many goals as I'd like to have done, but I've got the games to show that I'm capable of playing football, and it's just about someone believing in me now and taking a chance on me.
What about here? Any discussions had with Doncaster?
No, not as yet. But I'm just concentrating on the next two games to try and be part of the squad to keep us in the league, and then go on my holidays and, like you say, let my agent do his bit, and then hopefully I'll have a few decisions to make.
Because after all, you've got a young family to think about.
Yeah, that's why it was important to get back here. I'd have been interested in signing for Reading till the end of the season, but nothing materialised, and then the gaffer rang me in, so I was delighted to obviously come back to Doncaster, somewhere where I know, and obviously like to get the family back north as well.
But clubs are always looking for strikers. That's where you've perhaps got an advantage over players in other positions, haven't you?
Yeah, like I said, it's just about, well, football is about belief, and so hopefully it's just people believing in myself, and I'm 4 short of 150 goals, so I know I can score goals, and if I get the right run in the team, I know I'll score goals for anyone.
Could you do that before the season ends, 4-2?
Well, that's my aim. For whatever reason, not really get. When I first came to the Doncaster team, I was getting chances every single week, and I wasn't quite at it because I was not playing for so long. And then now the chances have dried up, and it's been a lot tougher because we've been under a lot of pressure. But I couldn't do anything about it last week. But I've done it before, 4-2. So if I get the chance, I'm sure I can do it again.
Where are you in terms of confidence?
Yeah, I still go out on the pitch thinking I'm going to score goals. You know, if I get the chances, I'll score goals. I'm not quite in the mind of. I don't know. I used to go out thinking I was better than everyone else, even though I knew I wasn't. But that used to help me. And I think at the minute, I'm just. I don't know. Something isn't quite right, but I don't know what it is.
And by a strange quirk, you face a team this weekend who you played for, and you really need a result.
Yeah, well, I'm playing for Doncaster now, so I'll be doing my best to get the result. It's going to be a tough game. They've hit a little bit of form at the minute, and they're wanting to get in the playoffs, like you say. But we're at home, and they're not. I don't think they've got that much good a record away from home recently. So hopefully, we can surprise a few people and get the result that we need.
How good was Nigel Adkins for you, or has he been on your career in terms of an influence?
Yeah, I've had him 3 times now. Once a physio and 3 times a manager. Strange what happened at Southampton. Still don't really know what happened, but he signed me for Reading, so whatever it was, it couldn't have been to do with him. So, like I say, I enjoyed my time at Reading. It was a good football club, and again, it was another frustrating time. So I got injured and didn't play as much as I could as I should have done.
So tight down the bottom, how confident are you that Rovers will be the ones to survive?
Well, I think the point last Monday was really important psychologically, a boost for us and a blow for everyone underneath us, because I think if we'd have lost that game, we'd have gone into the bottom three for the first time for a long time. So we're still in a good position, if that makes sense. We've just got to take care of our results and we'll be fine.